Left the station. Went worked out.
Ooh.
Begrudgingly. I really didn't want to.
Yeah. But you did it.
I did. I had to talk myself into it.
How did it go?
Oh, well, I did the best I could. But I felt good about doing something.
Yes.
That's better than doing nothing.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Then I went and looked at three properties. You know, I'm moving, so I was going to look at some stuff. Not too far from where you live.
Oh.
Come Maybe I can come over and borrow a cup of sugar.
No.
Dang. Word?
You ain't never got two things in match, Shay. No ham, no burger. You got ham, no burger.
You've been to my house one time in the 6 years I've been living in Kansas City.
That's not true.
How many times you been to my house?
Couple times to come pick you up.
That's a couple time lie.
No, it's not. And I know one for Thanksgiving.
That's the only time.
And it was one more time.
You've never been inside my house except that once.
You want to send me to jail or something?
But don't lie about it.
I didn't lie. I had to come and pick you up for work
one time.
Like, it was like twice.
No, it wasn't.
Who's counting?
Me. What did you get into, friend?
Let's see. When I got out of work, I had to link up with my mechanic, my dog Cliff. He's fixing up the, you know what I'm saying, the charge bundle. You know what I'm saying? He's getting that together. And then we had a nice, intense practice last night, man. Shout out to my Seminoles. Lord, we coming hard this year. I can't wait.
When does the season start?
First game is August 28th. So 1 month away from the first game. I might have to get me a uniform and get out on the field, man. That's how my boys
with the children.
That's right. I'm ready to get out there and get it cracking, baby. Oh! Shout out to my parents who bring the boys, man. I love it.
Hopefully you'll be experiencing some wins this season. There were some wins and losses yesterday in Tokyo. Of course, the Olympics continues on. Naomi Osaka got eliminated in an upset. Third round match against Markita Vandruzova. Czech Republic. She beat old girl.
Lord.
17-year-old American Jacoby won swimming gold. The U.S. women's basketball team beat Nigeria in the opener.
Somebody can play basketball and get it done.
Russia wins team gold in men's gymnastics. The U.S. came in fifth place. U.S. men's lost their first Olympics backstroke race since 1992. Mm. Duffy won the triathlon to give Bermuda their first ever gold. Mm. And a weightlifter out of Philippines took the first ever gold medal for that country.
Oh,
was a woman weightlifter. Her name is Heidelin Diaz. And she snatched up 280 pounds, clean jerk. Got it popping. That's a lot of weight.
Being a gold medalist in the Olympics is a big deal. That means you are the best in the world and nobody can ever top you at that.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations to all the medalists, man.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
620, look for highs in the mid-90s today. It's going to be another hot one. Heat advisory in effect for the town. Clear 74 right now in Shawnee. Shade, what's popping?
Well, we talked about Kanye West staying in the Mercedes-Benz Stadium since he did his listening party last week. Well, we've got a little bit more information about that. Apparently, he's paying $1 million per day to sleep in one of the, what do they call it? The place where they change their clothes.
Locker room?
Yup. That's where he's living, in one of the locker rooms.
He's seriously in the locker room? Yeah. That's reported?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the locker rooms are nice, but it ain't one of the suites. $1 million a night in rent, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Rent is too damn high.
You in the Mercedes-Benz, boo. It's not $99.99.
Yeah.
Like when I stay at the Hyatt. No. Yeah.
He can afford it. He good.
So now we hear that the album will be released on Friday, August 6th. We're talking about Donda, which is his 10th studio album.
We'll see. Don't. I wouldn't be waiting on pins and needles for that one.
In other Kanye news, he reportedly broke the Apple Music Global live stream record with 3.3 million viewers who tuned in before the Gucci Mane and Jeezy versus was the highest streamed for that platform.
Hey, we can say what we want about Kanye West, but man gets numbers.
Last night, Keisha Cole gave fans an update on how she's been after the untimely passing of her mother, Frankie Lyons. Of course, Frankie died last week on her birthday after allegedly suffering a drug overdose. So Keisha posted on her IG stories, quote, "The fact that DJ just gave me his cold SMH and I have to care for my youngest, dealing with mom passing, plan Tobias's birthday. He's turning 2 August 1st. I just can't." She went on to say, "Not gonna lie though, the hundreds of thousands of DMs I'm receiving and my youngest Tobias Khaled keeping me busy and Daniel Gibson Jr. keeping me on him every day and my endless family and friends coming by even though they bleeping know I'd rather be alone." So she's asking for a little space as she deals with that passing.
Need that, man. And people grieve in different ways, man. So just respect it.
This is true. People do grieve in different ways, but my therapist always tells me, accept the support. You know, sometimes we're taught that you got to be, you know, a superhero showing up to save the world, and we don't allow ourselves to be comforted by others. And it says in the Bible, you know, blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. And that's a real thing. Allow people to comfort you when you're going through something. Ain't no reason to suffer alone.
Yes, ma'am.
That's for you. I don't know why.
I know.
God
I
just
know,
told
I
me
know,
that was
I'm,
for you.
And you know what? not to be like super serious with the shade or whatever, but I mean, let's go there. Because I'm guilty of that. Like, I feel like I need to just... it's not necessarily stay strong for my family. It's just I feel like I have to pose this certain way. You know, I don't want people to look at me a certain way. So I received that and I was listening.
Okay, good. Because that came out of nowhere. We talking about the shade.
Yeah, nah, hey, look, every day, every time we got an opportunity to learn or grow from each other, let's take it.
The Green Bay Packers are offering Aaron Rodgers some concessions, trying to get him to return to the field.
Period.
Jordan Love, the backup quarterback, he must be that terrible.
Oh, dang.
Now, seriously, that's what it is. All of this started with him. They drafted him. Aaron Rodgers got upset. This was last year. This is going back to last year. So it's some drama with that stuff.
So do you think he's going to take it?
Yeah, he's going to take it. He'll play. This will be his last year in Green Bay. And then a part of that package is that if he agrees to it, they're going to let him be a free agent after this year. So he'll get to pick whatever team he wants to go to next year.
How old is he?
Aaron Rodgers is like 38. He's an elder quarterback, but he's still damn good, though. He's going hard
in the paint into the postseason every year. Yeah, I mean, he's a contender.
Man. Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Chill.
Why you mad, though?
I live in Gardner, Kansas, and there's a Walmart out here, and I was just picking up some groceries and stuff like that for the week. And you know how most of, like, the Walmart greeters and the cart pushers, a lot of them are kind of special needs and stuff like that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there was this lady pushing her cart out, and one of the special needs kids was out there picking up the cart, and so she just pushes her cart in the middle of the road and was like, "Here, do your job."
Ooh.
And I stopped and I looked at her. I was like, "Are you seriously going to leave your cart in the middle of the parking lot for this kid to pick up?" She gave me the finger.
Oh.
I was like, "Are you kidding me?" And that poor kid, like, he looked at me. He's like, "I'm sorry she's treating me that way." I was like, "I'm sorry she treated you that way." People have no respect, no nothing for anybody anymore. And it's so irritating. Like, he's doing his job. Don't treat him like crap.
That's right. I'm glad you spoke up and said something.
I tried to say something to her in the parking lot.
You know, my daddy always told me, treat the janitor with the same respect that you would treat the CEO.
Exactly. Like, he had nothing but high spirits and was in nothing but a good mood, even though she treated him poorly, and you could tell that she was miserable and he was not.
All right, what's your name?
My name's Shelby.
Thank you so much for calling up this morning.
No problem. You guys have a good morning.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Chiefs president Mark Donovan made an announcement yesterday. The organization has decided to no longer use the mascot war paint during pregame festivities and after touchdowns, Brian.
We just feel like it's time to retire war paint. A lot of reasons for that, but we just feel like it's the right thing to do. So war paint won't be running it at Arrowhead anymore. And we'll continue the conversations, educating ourselves, educating our fans, creating opportunities to create awareness.
Yeah, kudos to the Chiefs for getting ahead of that. Something needs to be done and look for more changes, period.
I don't know why I did this, but I went in the comments on one of the news sites. A lot of Chiefs fans are upset about the removal of war paint. I'm not quite sure where the outrage is coming from, because it's not as if war paint has been the official mascot for all of these years. War paint was retired in 1988 with the introduction of KC Wolf, who was the official mascot and the lone mascot from 1989 to 2009. And then war paint was brought back in 2009 at the home opener against the Raiders.
Yeah, that was for the 50th anniversary for the Chiefs being in Kansas City. Shay, look, it's as simple as this. People hate change. I know I hate change too, but this is a necessary change in order for everybody to be happy and to live equally. Period. We have no business appropriating other cultures. As much as some people hate it, it needs to happen.
That Le Who is for you, Susie. It's a chief cheerleader that hops on war paint whenever there's a touchdown and during the pregame opener. No more war paint, Brian. It's the end of the road.
I know war paint is happy because since Patrick Mahomes got here, we've been running that horse like crazy. All them dang on touchdowns. I know somebody else was happy about war paint being gone, Shay, and that's Eric Berry.
Oh, hell no. They go that horse. I don't f*** with that horse. Huh? That horse. Yeah, I wait till they got to the horse pass. I don't mess with horses, bro. Straight up. Might come over here and throw a tantrum.
Stay inside the box. Stay inside the box. Oh.
Hold up. Coat that horse out there. That horse. Oh, she need to go ahead with that horse.
He was, like, definitely afraid of war paint. Seriously, I had to show you the entire, like, NFL Films feature they did on. They did, like, an entire 15-minute thing on it. It was funny.
Well, I mean, it's no more, and a lot of folks celebrating now. People in the Native American community have always felt like using their iconography was disrespectful.
Yeah.
And I'm on the side of, if you find it disrespectful, so do I.
I'm with you. Foolproof on that.
War paint page has been disabled on Chiefs.com. Mark Donovan said that we're going to continue educating ourselves and move on. So I guess the issue's over with, right, B?
That's right. It's done. Stacy Shaw, good morning. What you got?
Good morning, Kansas City. This is attorney Stacy Shaw. Today we're going to be talking about the point system in Missouri. Nobody knows how it works. It's very confusing, and we will be explaining it at 7:37.
Now it's time for the shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:22 today. Look for highs in the mid 90s. That heat advisory is still in effect for the town. Sunny and 72 right now in Lee Summit. Shay, what's popping?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Leo friends.
It's Leo season, baby. Let's go.
Actress and comedian Maya Rudolph from Saturday Night Live is 49 since then. Are we acknowledging Tory Lanez's birthday?
It's up to you.
Singer, rapper, he's 29 today. New York Yankees third baseman, of course, retired now, and ex-boyfriend of J-Lo, A-Rod, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's 46 today. And model Winnie Harlow is 27 in these streets.
I'm a Leo. Rawr, rawr, king of the jungle.
King of the jungle. Shout out to all my Leos born on July 27th.
Congratulations to Issa Rae. She's a married woman now.
You got her trying to riff like me.
She is absolutely beautiful. Her and her longtime boyfriend, businessman Louis Diem, got married in the south of France over the weekend. She put up a little IG post that had people thinking that maybe she wasn't married, but it was a joke. And based off what she said, you could tell. She said, A, impromptu photo shoot in a custom Vera Wang dress. B, my girls came to help me, but they all coincidentally had on the same dress. They were so embarrassed. C, then I took a few flicks with somebody's husband. Big thanks to White Eden Weddings for being so gracious and accommodating and making this feel so real and special.
Yeah. Keep it private and prosper, y'all.
I'm trying to tell you. That's how I'm going to do. I'm going to pop out married, like, out of nowhere. They're going to be like, what?
Yeah, people going to be mad at you.
Why?
But it's okay.
Why?
Because you just popped out with it, you know?
See, the big celebration and the big ceremony will be for your wedding. I don't need all that.
Need all that either.
You don't need it, but you know, you ain't pushing it away, you know.
Nah, I'm not. Yeah. Let me be honest. Yeah. You know.
It looks like Cardi B is due in September.
A little Virgo, huh?
Mm-hmm. So the rapper is asking a judge to delay her court trial with vlogger Tasha K. Now, if you remember, Cardi filed a $75,000 defamation of character and slander suit against this vlogger back in March of 2019. And I guess that's the same week that the trial's going to be taking place.
Mm-hmm.
So she said, look, my baby will be here. Let's wait.
Yeah, I'm missing the trial for the baby being born now.
Mm. Bobby Shmurda says he's got mixed emotions about being released from jail, Brian.
It's mixed emotions because some days work. Mm-hmm. Some days it's like, yo, I'm home. But is it like, you know, when you can't believe you home at some time?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I done came home before.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But this time it's like, I'm home. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm home. Y'all know how it is. When you come home, you got to see everything. What's what?
Yeah.
What's this? What's that? You know what I'm saying? So that's been what has really been going on. I'm trying to see what's this and what's that before you move. Because being in jail just made me smarter. Before, I used to move out off a lot of impulse.
Mm. Yeah, it seems like he's more wise, more mature. Learned a lot, man.
Hope
yeah.
so.
Yeah.
If you need legal advice about child custody and support, auto accidents, traffic tickets, DWIs, or license reinstatement, Stacey Shaw knows the law with the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Hey, Brian, in 30 minutes, we're going to be talking with Dr. Jason Strickland. He's the superintendent of Hogan Prep. They've got a recruitment fair going on, and they want Kansas City in the building. But right now, it's time for that free legal advice.
Stacey Shaw, good morning.
Today, we're going to be talking about the Missouri point system when you get traffic tickets. It's very hard to understand. Nobody knows how it works. But when you get a moving violation in the state of Missouri, you get points assigned to your license when you are convicted. Not before you are convicted, but after you are convicted. And if you accumulate 8 or more points in 18 months, the Department of Revenue suspends your driving privilege. That means that you can't drive on the first suspension for 30 days. If it happens again, it's going to be a 60-day suspension. And third time or more, so third and over, is going to be a 90-day suspension. And then to reinstate your license, you're going to have to get SR-22 insurance for 2 years after each suspension. And so say that you plead guilty to a driving while suspended, which is 12 points, or any combination of points equaling 12, then in, you get that in one conviction, then you're going to have your driving privilege revoked for a year, okay? So if you get 18 or more points in 24 months, that's also a year. 24 or more points in 36 months is also a year revocation. Now, the great thing is after you reinstate your license, then they'll take all of those points down to 4 points. And then you have to make sure that you don't get any more points on your license. So the biggest offenders are driving while suspended. That's 12 points. No insurance tickets are 4 points apiece. And so an example, if you plead guilty to driving while suspended, speeding, and no insurance, that is 12 plus 6 is 18. I'm not really good at math, but that's 18 points. And that is definitely going to suspend your license for a year. And then after that suspension, your points are going to reduce down to 4. Now, I always tell people the easiest way to avoid this is to have your tickets amended by a lawyer. In the state of Missouri, a judge cannot amend your tickets for you. Only the prosecuting attorney can do that. And so traffic tickets are the number one way that people find their way into the criminal justice system. And so I always tell people to contact my office at 816-359-1877. You can find me online at StacyShawLaw.com and on all social media at StacyShawLaw with no E. Remember, today is Tuesday. We ask for a complete peace on Tuesdays. We always wear black to honor victims of violence, and we always remember that peace starts at home at your kitchen table. And so every single Tuesday at 7:37, we are bringing knowledge to the people, and knowledge is power. So power to the people, and until next time, good luck and God bless.
Brian, the hot trending topic everybody's talking about is back to school. What's going to happen with COVID-19? Where should parents be placing their students? Safety is job one. We're talking with Dr. Jason Strickland, the superintendent of Hogan Prep Academy.
Good morning, Dr. Strickland. What are some of the provisions that kids are going to be looking to when they come back to school?
All schools are prioritizing safety for the young people as we get ready to start back with school. So some of the things that schools will be putting in place as students return will be social distancing, a minimum of 3 feet apart as best as possible. There'll be mask mandates in several of the schools. Now that's gonna be dependent upon the school that you're in, but also additional cleaning that will be happening throughout the day and throughout the week to help minimize the transition of any of the COVID virus in the area. So schools are following the health agency's regulations or the recommendations around keeping young people safe, because ultimately we need our young people back in school where they can socialize and learn in some quality environments.
So let's talk a little bit about what the education, what the curriculum is like at Hogan Prep.
We have been in the process of a major transformation over the last 2 years. We have redesigned our entire educational program. We've recruited some of the top educators who are passionate about kids and want to see them be successful. And we've created a program that is focused on personalized learning for each one of our young people. We believe that each young person is a special individual, and we want to be sure that they get taught in a way that capitalizes on that individualism. And so we don't want to just teach to the middle. We want to teach them as it relates to their personal passions so they can pursue the things in life that drive them, the things that they love. So that's what our curriculum is designed around, a personalized learning experience for each one of our young people.
Are all children inside the Kansas City area qualified to attend Hogan Prep?
Yes, sir, they are. If they are in the Kansas City area, they are eligible for a free public education at Hogan Prep, and we invite them to enroll now. Seats are filling up fast, and so I encourage them to go to our website or give us a call and come enroll, because we're excited to get school started and teach our young people.
What's the website?
HoganPrep.net. HoganPrep.net. Please come out and visit it.
Well, Dr. Jason Strickland, enrollment is happening right now as we speak at HoganPrep.net. And of course, as he said, you can give the school a call. Thank you so much for calling up this morning and sharing this information about your wonderful school.
Hey, thank you for having me. I feel like I'm a somebody now that I've been on the morning grind with Shane and Shine. I've been practicing my autographs. I'm going to sign them now, y'all. Hey, you all have a good day, and thank you for having me on. Please, everyone, go visit Hogan Prep. Come enroll now.
Well, we've never been invited to Hogan Prep, Dr. Strickland, but we ain't going to talk about that.
This is official.
Is that ex getting on your nerves? Cheating on you?
Hey. Oh, no.
Now it's time to air it out.
You will never heard nothing like this.
Yeah. It's Flex on your ex with the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Flex on your ex.
My name is Nate, man. I'm trying to flex on my ex. We was married and she burnt out on me, you know what I'm saying? But I'm glad she burnt out, though, because that made me hustle and be a better me. You know what I'm saying? It taught me a whole lot, man. So this morning, I just want to flex on, man. Have a good morning. About to get on this wild dog.
Oh, my goodness. You ain't do that much improving if you about to get on that loud.
Y'all have a good day, man.
It calms his nerves down. All right, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, take his medicine.
Stay off
The weed. Flex on your ex.
I'm going to flex on.
Oh.
Yeah, she's a native Kenyan. She's out of Nairobi, Kenya. Give you a shake.
This was an internet romance?
No. Listen to this. My ex thinks she's slick as grease, right? You know, and I want to flex on my... She ain't my ex, but she gonna be if she don't get down right.
Oh.
I want you to put it on the radio, live and live in color.
Mm.
This is Muhammad. I'm going to give a shout-out to... Tell her to get a game plan together.
Because I called her friend
Cookie Jar.
You going to have to send her an email. Go ahead and send her an email, because if she live in Kenya, she ain't here.
Mm. No, she's here, baby.
Oh, okay.
She's here. Oh. That's why I'm going to give a shout out, because she's listening. I know she's going to listen. Tell her to get her hand out the cookie jar.
Come on. All right, baby.
All right, bro. Okay. Have a good day.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
822, highs in the mid-90s today. That heat advisory is in effect for the town. Look out for that. Sunny and 75 right now in the Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's poppin'?
U.S. gymnast Simone Biles has withdrawn from the women's gymnastic team event.
What happened?
She was on the vault in Japan, and when she landed, she stumbled a little bit. She then went to deal with her trainer. They wrapped it up a lot to try to stabilize her foot, but she did not warm up when it was time for the uneven bars.
Well, injuries happen, man, and, you know, her feet and legs and ankles, they are mightily important to what she does.
This is true. She was looking to add to her 4 gold medals that she won in the last Olympics in Rio in 2016. So as we get more information, of course, we'll update you on our Hot 103 Jam socials. DaBaby's going to be in town August 14th at the Zora Amphitheater for the Hot 103 Jam Summer Jam. He's facing some backlash this morning, Brian, for something that he said at the Rolling Loud concert Sunday night.
You didn't show up today with HIV, AIDS, any of them deadly sexually transmitted diseases that'll make you die in 2-3 weeks. Put a cell phone light in the air. Lady, if you're like water, put a cell phone light in the air. Fellas.
Lights up.
Fellas, if you ain't so in the parking lot, put your cell phone lights
Let's
in the air.
Let's be real about this.
Yeah, keep it real.
Some of y'all suspect as a mother. Let's be real.
Oh, Lord.
So a lot of folks had a problem with it for it being homophobic.
What happened to wave your hands in the air like you just don't care? What happened to that? When did that stop being good enough?
If you ready to rock with DaBaby, somebody say, oh yeah!
Like, what happened to that? That call and response ain't good enough no more.
You try to go back to the 80s, Brian?
I'm just saying, it's better than this. It's better than, you know... Like, what did that have to do with anything, fam? Why? Why? And then the bad thing is that, you know, he's going to alienate a number of his fans. Let's face it, dog. You in music today, a third or half of your fans is gay.
Well, Brian, he had a... Is this an apology video?
I guess, man.
Regardless of which, me and all my fans at the show, the gay ones and the straight ones, we turned... I'm talking about my boy that was at the front of stage left over there by where I jumped at. Ask him. He got clips all on it. The whole night was recording. We were turned the whole night. My boy had the crop top on front row. Yeah, out there in that jungle, in that water. Yeah, he out there. He's standing on the rail, cutting up. He words. I saw him. I'm rapping up with him. Yeah. The hell y'all talking about? Y'all shut the up. You that ain't at the show. The show is for paid the money and took the time out of their life to come enjoy the show. Not you watching it on the internet at the crib. No, get your tickets and come live show killer, gay or straight.
T.I. also received some backlash after he commented, quote, if Lil Nas X can kick his bleep in peace, so should DaBaby. Hashtag equality.
I don't agree with that. It's just, it ain't got nothing to do with each other. Like, I ain't never heard, like, Lil Nas X spew hate against somebody.
Well, I know this. We want to get somebody qualified for $1,000 in what? The hot summer cash.
That's right, Kansas City. All you got to do is just finish these lyrics. Y'all know this 702. I'm gonna break it down. You just drive me wild whenever you're
around. Traffic sponsored by Business Roundtable. Southbound I-35 Pleasant Valley Road. One lane getting by this wreck now, but the backup remains a big one. It's back to the 20-mile marker there, right about Liberty Hospital, actually past Liberty Hospital. There's a bipartisan agreement to invest in America's infrastructure to all members of Congress. Support this bipartisan deal. Now's the time, paid for by Business Roundtable. I'm Scott Walgus, Hot 103 Jams.
You got us on speaker of Bluetooth.
Speaker.
Can you take us off just real quick? It only gonna take 1 second.
Yeah.